Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 7, Mishnah 3, the Mishnah begins. Ganav al pishnayim, if let's say two witnesses testify that somebody stole an ox or a sheep, v'tavachu machar al pihim, and those same witnesses also testify that they saw the fellow slaughter it or sell it, which we saw in the previous Mishnayis, automatically would require them to pay, the thief to pay four or five times the value, depending if it's an ox or a sheep. Now says the Mishnah, v'nimtzu zayimim. Another set of witnesses come in and say about the first pair of witnesses, how could you testify that that fellow stole or slaughtered or sold? You were with us in Mexico. Impossible. And we know in that situation, we believe the second pair, and the first pair becomes Edim Zayimin, false witnesses, and the punishment is Vasisem Lekasher Zamam Lasais, that we do to them what they tried to do to this fellow. So what would happen? Mishaman says the Mishnah, the false witnesses would have to pay about the fellow that they testified that he stole or he slaughtered or he sold it, hakoil, four or five times the value, because that's what they tried to do. And now that they're falsified, they have to pay that to the fellow that they accused. Now there's a very important point that needs to be clarified here, which the Gemara says, which is that we must be talking about a situation where the witnesses testified in one fell swoop at the same time about the theft and also about the slaughtering or the selling. Because let's say the witnesses first came in and testified about the theft, and then the next day they came in and they testified, oh, we saw the guy slaughtered it, or we saw that the fellow sold it. The halacha would be that a zaymim mafrehu nifsa, which means to say, false witnesses retroactively become invalid. So it comes out when they became falsified about the geneva, about the testimony that they said about just the act of theft. So any testimony that they said going forward is not believed. So when they testified afterwards that the animal was slaughtered or that the animal was sold, that testimony was false. And if so, they won't have to pay four or five times the value. So we must be talking about a situation where the testimony for the theft and the testimony for the stealing, for the selling or the slaughtering was simultaneous. Continues the Mishnah. Ganav al pishnayim. Let's say two witnesses testify that this fellow stole an ox or a sheep. V'tavahu machar al pishnayim acherim. And then two other witnesses come in, and they saw, you should know, we saw this fellow slaughter or sell the ox or the sheep. Eilu ve'eilu nimtzem zaymin. And then both pairs of witnesses are falsified. That means witnesses come in and testify that neither of them was really able to testify this because they were somewhere else at the time that they're claiming they saw the crime happen. Harishem misham tashlumei kefel. Then the first pair of witnesses is going to have to pay double the value, because halacha is, if you steal, you have to pay kefal, twice the value, and they testified about this fellow that he stole, so therefore they have to pay him twice the value. V'achreinim, and the second pair, mishalma tashlumei shloisha, the witnesses that testified that the fellow slaughtered it, or that he sold it, they pay three times for the ox, or twice for the seh, and that completes four or five times the value. Let's say only the second pair became falsified, the one that testified about the slaughtering or the selling. Says the Mishnah, "Hu misham tashlumei kefel." The thief has to pay the actual kefel, the double value, based on the first true witnesses. "V'hei misham tashlumei shloisha," but the second pair of witnesses pays either three times the value for an ox or twice for the sheep. Says the Mishnah, "Echem in achreinim zaymin." Let's say one of the two witnesses that testified that the animal was slaughtered or sold was falsified. People said you couldn't testify, you were with us somewhere else. Then butlus edoshnia, then the entire second pair becomes invalid because all you're left with is one witness. And by Torah law, you need to have at least two witnesses. Echam in harishaymin zaymim. Let's say one of the first witnesses was falsified, but lakala edos, then all the entire testimony said is thrown out, because since that we no longer have testimony about the act of theft, so it comes out that the subsequent testimony about the tvicha and the mechira, the selling or the slaughtering, has no vast stand on. It's no, because it follows up on the theft. Shemen Geneva says the Mishnah, because if there was no theft, ain't tvicha vein mechira, then it's impossible to make a person liable for the slaughtering or the selling. So it comes out that we throw out the entire testimony and nobody has to pay anything whatsoever. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.